Well, welcome to the 11th season of All About Thailand, and may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today, the island I want to talk about today, is Koh Tao in 2024. Koh Tao actually means turtle, the Turtle Island. And it's an amazing island. It's got so many hidden gems, so many things that you can do, famous for snorkeling and, of course, relaxing. So, come on, let's do it. Well, I must admit, Koh Tao, it's sort of small in size, but it's really big on flavour, offering a diverse range of dining options from, well, basically they can suit sort of any budget, really, whether, you know, you're craving for traditional Thai dishes and fresh seafood or international cuisine. You're bound to find something to satisfy yourself there. I mean, let's start with some top recommendations for dining experiences in Koh Tao for authentic Thai cuisine. In a charming beachfront setting, head to Suchili Restaurant. Here you can feast on classic dishes like the Pad Thai and Tom Yam Goong. My wife's name is Korn, and that means prawn. And green curry, all made freshly with local ingredients. Or if you're in the mood for a sort of seafood, then look no further than the Barracuda Bar. This is located on Sali Street. The Barracuda offers mouth-watering selection of grilled fish and seafood platters and Thai-inspired dishes, all prepared for the day's catch, and all caught that very day. But also as well, sometimes now if you're craving a little bit for a taste of home, Koh Tao has plenty of options for international cuisine, as well as hearty breakfast, gourmet burgers. Head to the Breeze Koh Tao. That's quite a nice place. Remember doing that. And, you know, but when, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit now about the prices. Dining out in Koh Tao is actually quite affordable, with meals typically ranging from $5 to $15 per person, depending on the sort of restaurant and the sort of dish. But street stalls and local eateries offer budget-friendly options. But if you want to go for more upscale restaurants and the beach clubs and cater for a different type of dining experience, whether you're dining on a dime or splurging or a special meal, Koh Tao, do you know, in some respects it's probably easier to actually say in Thai, but you know, so grab a seat and sort of dig in. Yeah, this is amazing. And you know, me and Korn, we love our food. I'm not that passionate about seafood now, but do love chicken gai. Do love chicken gai is chicken. I do love that. And I know my wife, and she just loves her food, and she just could eat all day, every day if she wanted to. And it is amazing. So that is the food. Now, as I think, what are the best ways to actually get to Koh Tao? I'll tell you in the next segment. Well, how do I actually get to Koh Tao? I mean, Koh Tao may seem like a sort of bit of a remote oasis, but getting there from Bangkok is easier than you might think. Let's start with the most affordable option, which is the overnight bus with a bit of a ferry combo, which is around about sort of 20 to 30 US dollars. And, you know, you can hop on the overnight bus from Bangkok to Champon, followed by the ferry ride to Koh Tao. It's a bit of a budget-friendly option, and it's a great thing to do while sort of when you're doing your travelling. Travel overnight, why not? But if you prefer a more sort of comfortable journey, then you can take a domestic flight from, I think, flight from Bangkok to either Koh Samui or Surathani. From there, you can get the ferry directly to Koh Tao. While this option may cost a bit more, it offers a more convenient, shorter time travel, of course, you're traveling shorter, and more of an opportunity to relax, obviously, when you get there. But if you want to seek sort of a truly relaxing way to travel, an idea, why not indulge in the VIP bus and ferry package that is done? Several companies actually offer luxurious coach buses with spacious seats and onboard entertainment. I'm sure you've seen them, and even a meal as well. I mean, combined with the scenic ride to Koh Tao, this option allows you to sit back and relax. But really, at the end of the day, no matter which option you choose, the journey from Bangkok to Koh Tao it's going to be unforgettable, filled with stunning landscapes and really friendly locals, and an anticipation of the island bliss as well, wrapped up. So sort of pack your bags and buckle up, let's just say, and prepare to enjoy the travelling. You know, I love the public transport. I just love travelling, flying, on the buses or anything. It is just so easy in Thailand. Koh Tao sort of offers a wide array of accommodations to suit every budget and preference, from luxurious beachfront resorts to cozy bungalows sort of nestled in the jungle. I mean, let's start with the budget-friendly options first. From around about $20 to $50 per night, you can find a comfortable guest house and hostels, sort of offering clean rooms and basic amenities. And that very much sort of very laid-back atmosphere as well, I must say, for budget travellers and backpackers alike. But If you're looking to splurge on a more sort of upscale experience, Koh Tao has plenty of boutique resorts and eco-friendly retreats as well to choose from. These luxurious properties offer spacious rooms and stunning ocean views, and the range of amenities, such as sort of the infinity pools and spa services and gourmet sort of dining options. I mean, places for these sort of accommodations typically range from prices itself, typically range from about $100 to $300 per night, depending on the season and the location. And I want to talk a little bit now about the main reasons people sort of flock to Koh Tao. First and foremost, the island is renowned for world-class diving and snorkeling sites and has very good coral reefs and diverse marine life and clear blue waters teeming with a whole manner of different species of fish and everything. And to a seasoned sort of diver, Koh Tao offers an unforgettable experience beneath the surface. But in addition to its aquatic adventures, Koh Tao is also very popular for nature lovers and outdoor enthusiasts. And you know, you've got some really good hiking viewpoints, and you've got the waterfalls and the lush jungles. There's no shortage of opportunities to get in, sort of connect with nature. But whether you're seeking sort of nature relaxation or simply the taste of a tropical paradise, Koh Tao offers every traveller, you know, a real good experience, and, you know, like nothing else. And this is one thing that me and Kung, my wife, love doing is experiencing anything from the hustle and bustle of Bangkok right down to the peace and the serenity of these islands. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And plus, I'd like as well to put out a little thank you to all our existing listeners. Now, this is really getting exciting. Things are getting exciting now, I must admit. Now, we are on YouTube. Yes, we are on YouTube, on the podcast, and also the All About Thailand special edition podcast that we do is gaining popularity as well. And it's a little bit more in depth with regards to my life in Thailand. It is subscription based, but it is a very, very, very small fee, and people are getting involved. So anyway, let's talk more about Koh Tao. It's such an amazing island. Koh Tao is actually sort of, well, it's known for its vibrant nightlife, really. And it does offer a wide range of experiences in its nightclubs and its bars. I mean, the island sort of caters to a lot of diverse tastes, from the laid-back beach bars, which me and Kung like, to the lively sort of pulsating music and energy bars. I mean, nightclubs, as an example, you've got the Fishbowl Beach Bar, which is one of the more popular spots, often a relaxed sort of atmosphere during the day and transforms into a lively nightclub at night, and expect a mix of locals and tourists and expats enjoying cocktails and dancing to the DJ beats. But you've also got the Castle Pub, which is very popular amongst backpackers, and you know, they do theme parties and large live music events, which are great fun. It's a great place to meet fellow travelers and immerse yourself in the island sort of party scene. Now, when it comes to the bars, you've got the Buddha View Bar, which is obviously perched up on the hill. And this bar offers a breathtaking panoramic view of the island, and a great place to just chill out and unwind with a cocktail whilst watching the sunset. And purely as an example, obviously I've missed other bars out as well, because there's just too many to name. The Chopper's Bar, known for its friendly staff and relaxing vibe, the Chopper's Bar is just perfect for the casual evening drinks and conversation. But bar experiences with women in Koh Tao, you'll find pretty much the same as women from all over the world, will be sort of adding sort of to the atmosphere, let's say, where they're looking to socialize or make new friends or possibly even meet that somebody special. You can go with the women, and they'll show you about all these different parts of Koh Tao as well. But now I'll give you an idea on prices. Now, beer prices on average for a local beer like Chang or Singer is anything between the 60 to 80 baht. This is the small bottles. And in other places might be slightly more expensive. And if you're looking for prices, the cocktails, around about 120 baht to 250 baht, depending on where you are. But it's worth noting, really, that prices and things can fluctuate depending on the season and, of course, the establishment. You know, additionally, it's not common in bars and clubs, but sometimes it's just about that they adhere to the sort of menu prices, if you know what I mean. But always sort of like, you know, as it goes, so drink responsibly, you know, if you can. But enjoy yourself. Now, the prices you pay, same thing, and you pay your price, you'll get a ticket, and they'll put it in a little cup. I say don't get any more than four or five tickets, to be honest with you. Pay your bill. If you still want to keep drinking, stay there and carry on drinking. It's just easier that way. Koh Tao, with its lush sort of jungle interior and its sort of pristine beaches, is a home for a diverse range of wildlife. And while sort of encounters with dangerous creatures they're very rare, don't worry. It's essential to be aware of the potential risks and take necessary precautions if you can when exploring the island. I mean, dangerous creatures, I'm going to list them here. You've got the box jellyfish found in the waters of Koh Tao. The jellyfish can deliver painful, potentially sort of lethal sting, and it's advisable to heed the warning signs on the beaches and wear very protective type of clothing as well. You get sea snakes, although these sea snakes themselves are not really aggressive. The sea snake is that they inhabit the coastal waters, and the venom is quite potent, but they're generally sort of docile unless provoked. Of course, you've got the scorpions. Now, I never realized you had the scorpions. Now, I know you like the stories, and I've got a story at the end of this podcast. And it is surprising that they do have scorpions, because I've always associated, coming from the UK, that scorpions were in the desert. Never realized that they were in the jungle as well. And you have sort of centipedes, and these creatures are normally found in the tropical environments like Koh Tao, and their bite can be painful. But it's non-life-threatening, but all depends on whether you have an allergic reaction or not. And the marine life, the waters are teeming with marine life, including, with regards to tropical fish and, the coral reefs and the occasional reef snatch sort of shark as well. Birds, the island is home to a variety of bird species, from the seabirds along the coast to the birds in the jungle. And insects, this is the thing. Like many tropical destinations, Koh Tao has its share of insects, including mosquitoes, ants, and butterflies. And so mosquito repellent is advisable, particularly during the dawn and the dusk when the mosquitoes are most sort of active. And then you have monitor lizards. These reptiles are commonly seen in jungle areas and around water sources. They may appear pretty intimidating. Like in Lamprini Park, I almost got the shock of my life there. But the encounters with the wildlife, I mean, I think they add to the allure of Koh Tao and its natural beauty. But in essence, I would say respect their habitat and try not to bother them, and then make sure that you're safe and having a sort of enjoyable sort of time on the island. Now, anyway, we are coming up to the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story goes back quite a way now, and we had a banana grove next door, and decided to go into the banana grove and see what sort of bananas have fallen, or if I could shake any more off the trees that were there. Just fancied a banana. You know what it's like. And as I was walking along, all of a sudden I sort of was aware of something sort of crunchy underneath my foot. And I lifted my foot up, and to my horror, there I was, thinking that scorpions only existed in the desert. They exist in the wildlife in the jungle as well. Oh no, a black one. It was probably only a small one, but it made no difference to me. Being confronted with this scorpion, I literally ran out and got to apparent safety of my home. So really, I thought that would be it. But then my wife turns up cool, and I was telling her that I went into the banana grove, and even though it was a part of our property, and on my own, and come across this scorpion, and she was not really upset, but she was more upset with regards to not really the scorpion, But the fact that I would have upset the spirit of the land, they believe a lot of spirits of the land. And there is a particular spirit, apparently, that lives in the banana grove. And she wasn't very happy about the fact that I did that. But anyway, like I said, we are pressing on. It's really good that we're on YouTube now, amongst many other podcast formats and podcasts, so people can listen to us. So thank you ever so much for listening to the podcast. And it leaves me with nothing else to say other than stay safe. Love you all.